Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. You just tune in to Push My Story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something, some drama, some thriller, some kind of action. We all dealing with something or a person, group, organization, law or order. We all are dealing with something. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. We have a wonderful segment. This morning we want to share with you, and this is part one, this is a three-part series, and we want you to continue to tune in, you know, and hear the rest of the series. And I understand, you know, we're not out here to offend no one, or we're not trying to scare no one or anything like that. We just want to give you facts. And the thing about it is secrets. We're going to talk about secrets. Secret. I want to give you the definition of a secret in my own way. A secret is a secret regardless how you look at it. The question should be, is it safe for everyone? Is it harmful? Is it culture? You should think for yourself, is it against the law or is it against spiritual law? Is it bad? Is it a privilege? Is it welcome? Stop growth. And finally, I'm going to say, will we benefit from it? And I want to let you know, in my conclusion, it is a choice. God give us a choice. So when he gives us a choice, that means that we all have the right to believe and think whatever we choose to. However, I want to let you know that any person who tried to exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, I want to let you know it is treason, high treason. And treason is a crime trying to overthrow spiritual government. Thing to do with humanism and this outline or system or thoughts that are attaching prime importance to human rather than divine or supernatural matters. Humanism believes stresses that potential value and goodness of a human being. Now you think about what I just said. We all have a right. We have that right, whether it's right or wrong. And the thing about it is, with humanism, There's some good, there's some bad, you know. But when you try to void or violate or try to intimidate the high government of God, which supersedes all government, the one that is responsible for letting it be, simply because he's the orchestrator, he's the one, is the architect. And I want you to know, keeping a secret, now you can define secret in so many ways, but like I said, you know, keep hidden knowledge or view, or you try to conceal things that are evil, that transgress against the will of God. I want to let you know that the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot be brought, my friend. And I want you to know that, you know, once one, you know, bring the gospel of Jesus Christ and they carry the gospel as far as it can go, they pass the mantle to the next one. Because we all going to expire. We all going to leave here. We all got to stand before the Supreme Court of Jesus Christ one day. So don't think when you expire from this life that it's over with. No, my friends, no, it's not over with. You're going to have to stand before the God, the creator that created you and gave you the creative abilities, the responsibilities, and gave you wonderful things. And you got to give account to that. Now, whether we want to have secrets or not, now, you know, I'm not talking about secrets when it comes down your password and stuff like we want to forget about that. I ain't talking about a secret. I want to surprise my husband. His birthday's coming up. I'm going to have a surprise birthday party. That's not what I'm talking about. I want to share some scriptures before we get into it. But like I said, this segment, part of three, and it's actually more. It's actually about a 7-part series. But I'm going to try to cram it as much as possible. And like I said, shortly, very shortly, we will be extending the program for 2 hours. Here is the scriptures I want you to read. Do not literally just take it and just, you know, say this is not what I believe. And it doesn't matter what we believe. God loves us and he cares. But when it comes down to his government and his laws, his commandments, his statutes, his regulations, it doesn't matter what we think or how many times we get in a group and discuss it. It doesn't matter. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It will never change, my friend. I want you to open up your heart. Be prayerful. When I give you these scriptures, read the scriptures. And I want you to meditate on it. Ask God to help you to see through his eyes, through his heart, and why God did what he did. There is a reason for that. There's a reason why you're here. Now, woe unto those who go to great length to hide things. I'm talking about evil things, corrupt things. I'm not talking about classified. Some things are just classified. It's none of your business. But it's not there. It's not prohibit no one from doing the good. Okay, we're not talking about that. But I want you to open your heart, be prayerful. Stop judging. Stop trying to see it your way, because your way, let me tell you something, is not God's way. If I can get you to understand to come out of time into God's, not time, but God's space, which is the Spirit. The Spirit searches all things. And I want you to know that when you come out of your time, out of this dispensation, and you come into the Spirit, in the presence of the Almighty God, you are in another dimension, my friend. You're no longer using the five senses, but there is a sixth sense that many, many people will die and never know that truth. But then you're getting into the Spirit realm of government of God's institution, His constitution, His amendments, and His laws. So we got secrets. Let's talk about them today. Let's really, really talk about secrets. I want you to go to the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, the 15th verse. I got quite a few verses and scriptures, so I want you to take your time and read them. John, the 3rd chapter, 20th verse. Acts, 17th chapter, 11th verse. Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 26th through the 28th verse. Matthew, the 12th chapter, 36 through 37. Luke, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse. Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 25th verse. Ephesians, again, the 4th chapter, the 29th verse. Philippians, the 4th chapter, 6th through the 8th verse. And Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter and the 14th verse. Now, I want to read this one particular scripture to you. These are done in the dark. They say no man can see us and no one can recognize us. But I want you to know that the Bible is a sealed book to every man, learn or unlearn, until he began. Men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. The wicked persuade themselves that God does not exist, that God is not going to, there is no God. It's a myth. But I want you to know, anything that is done in the dark, God shall bring it to the light. Now, I know you said, well, you know, it's my secret. And you gave me the choice to do and say as I please. And then you say, it's every man's right. I'm my own man, my own woman. And I'm hurting nobody but myself. But you're not. Because what you are doing and what you do every day, somebody is watching you. Especially when you're intellectual and you're educated, and then we look to you, and then we expect so much from you and want to learn from you. Because we respect people that was challenged, and people that work hard to get where they at. But then when you become, secret about things, do you have a secret? And what is your secret? Is it wrong? Is it sinful to have a secret from others? Yes, it's wrong, my friend. It's wrong. Because you should be man or woman enough to be openly bold enough to say, this is what it is. How come we can't come together and work it out as adults? Why do we have to try to pay off people? Why do we have to, you know, threaten people's job and threaten people and say, look, if you don't keep this secret, this is what's going to happen? Do you understand what you are doing? You are getting in the face of God with that, and God is unhappy with that. So many times when we look around and we see things happen, you need to examine yourself and question it. You need to question, why am I in the situation that I'm in? Because you don't understand it simply because you don't understand spiritual things. That is the problem. Now, secrets, let me tell you something about secrets. Let me read this scripture first. Matthew, the 10th chapter, 26th through the 28th verse. It says, and this is coming from the ESV version, okay? I like to read King James, but sometimes King James is hard to read, you know, and then people don't understand it, no way. But it's still, you know, it's the same thing. I'm just, you know, adding a little bit more words so it can be more clearer to you. So it says, so have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or anything that's hidden that will be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispers, proclaim on the housetop. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul into hell. You see, when I pass this life, when we all pass this life, we are going somewhere else. It's not over with. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And that's what the scripture's telling you. See, what we do in the dark, God's going to reveal it anyhow. He's going to open it up anyhow, regardless. That's why I say, you know, it doesn't matter how much we discuss it behind closed door, how much we pay someone off, bribery, whatever. We still, there's nothing we can do about what God is going to, how he's going to handle the situation. You have to realize that. Simply because he's God. And because you don't understand spiritual things, you get yourself caught up in his goodness and his mercy. And what do I mean by that? Meaning that when God is so merciful and loving, his mercy is renewed every single day. He loves us, and he gives us chance after chance to get things straight, get things right, repent, and, you know, do our first work over. And, you know, and he knows sometimes we make mistakes, and you know, and the mistakes that we, sometimes we just stumble and we fall because we're ignorant and we don't know. And God is so merciful. So many times people take advantage of God's good nature. But the thing about it is, he's a God of a chance, another chance. And whatever secrets that you're hiding, whatever secrets that you think that God cannot handle, look, my friend, I'm going to tell you something. There is nothing that God can't overthrow. And I know a lot of times people say, you know, well, it happened, and it happened beyond my control, but I don't want nobody to know because of my reputation or because of my job status or because, you know, my position. Look, you have to realize what is more important to you. You have to pick the choice. You got to make that choice. That's why God gives you the choices to make. Evil has its way of hiding itself. And the gospel, it's going to be preached whether you like it or not. I know people dying dying for the gospel's sake. People lost their lives. Good people have lost their lives. But let me tell you something. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, for look, they're going to be cut off and wither. Those that die in Christ, they will live again. They sleep from their labor. And it's important that we raise our children, we tell them the truth. It's not so much that the teachers. Now, when Jesus was betrayed, you know, and stood before Pilate, you know, it wasn't because, you know, he was teaching. Everybody can teach. But because it was the truth that he was teaching that upset it, the high priest and those that was in position, that's what upset them. It became envy. And I want you to know, envy is worse than anger and outrage. You put both of them together, and you don't want to have anything to do with the both, because let me tell you, they will destroy you. If you got that anger spirit, you have that spirit of envy, and you, who can stand against envy? Envy has no boundaries and no length. It will go. It will go to any length. And so is a secret. When we start getting into secret, and then we're trying to hide it, and we hope that it will go away, we'll sweep it under the rug. It's not going away. You can't sweep it under the rug. The truth will be revealed. Now, just because, you know, you felt like that you had a secret and, you know, it hasn't been revealed, but hold on. It will be revealed, not at your discretion and not at your time, but when God thinks that it's necessary, because it's tampering with the spiritual government of God. You have actually violated, and you have gained into classified spiritual information. Now, what a person does that's a secret and stuff like that, you know, that's your choice. You want to take that chance. But remember, there's consequences. And what we do or say before our children, people look it up to us, I want you to know that it affects everybody. Your decision, your way of living and life affects everybody, not some, everybody, every child, every organization, every businessman, social media. I don't care what, it affects everybody when you have secrets. An evil man is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the righteous escape from trouble. That's the only way that you're going to escape, my friend. That is the only way. And I want you to know that anything that's not of God is humanism. And I want you to know that God watching, he sees everything, not even a sparrow that hits the ground that God does not know about. Now, let's get into a little bit of evil man seeketh the secrecy of the darkness of night. See, evil is something about evil. They love darkness, and they do it where everything is quiet, and they're sitting up creating evil dimensions. They're coming up with all kind of ways that they can defile or overthrow. That's not the way you handle things. You know what? You're going to mess around and just, you're already in a mess as is. You already confused and you're going to the doctor and you're taking all these pills and all these prescriptions. Look, your nerves is shattered. Why don't you give it to God? You say, well, I don't want this secret to come out. I don't want them to know about it. But let me tell you something. It's better for you to deal with it now. Okay, once your secret is out and it's in, then you, God will help you to deal with the circumstance. And he will fight your battle. So evil men seek the secrecy of darkness of the night. But those seeking God, okay, let me tell you something. God will be your watch out. What did you say? God will be your watch eye. He will cover you back and front. He will build a fortress around you until your work is completed. And many have gone on before us. And yet, they're not going before their time. So the secrets we got, the secret, we got secrets, that we don't want no one to know. We don't want our family to know. We don't want our job to know. We don't know. Look, let me tell you something. Pride will kill you. Pride, let me tell you something. Pride, you have to own up to where you are. Because if you're not, let me tell you, the truth going to come out regardless. So, but if you just ask God to give you the strength, and you know we're not happy about. There's many things that we are ashamed of, and we don't want people to know. But it happens. It happens, my friend. It happens. But don't you get there and try to be God. You can't be you can't be the accuser, the judge, and the juror, and the executor. You don't have that kind of control. You don't have that kind of power. You only can go but so far. The while you know, you can't even keep it up. You can't even keep the standards up. You have to have somebody else to help you. So, but I want you to know that secrets is not a good thing when it comes down to the evil. Now, people ask, you know, well, it's me, and this is the life I want. Well, you can live that life. That's okay. That's what you want to do. But don't try to bring others down. We see you for what you are, but that doesn't mean that we dislike you or we hate you. We don't love the sin that you know, we sorry that you're in the sin that you're in. I'm sorry. And I just pray that you will come into the knowledge of the truth. I really do. I really pray that you will come. Now, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 26th to the 28th verse, it says, so have no fear of them. For nothing is covered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, I say, it will come into the light. And whosoever hear whispers, proclaim on the housetop, and do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Meaning that, you know, you may destroy this whole body, but when it comes down to the soul, you cannot destroy it. But you should fear the one that can destroy both body and soul. Matthew, the 12th chapter, it says in the 36th verse, it says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account to every careless word they say. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Luke, the 12th chapter, the 2nd verse. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 25th verse, it says, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Ephesians 4th chapter 29th verse, it says, let no man corrupt talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. That's why it's important. What we say and what we do, it affects the next person, whether you know it or not. That young businessman, you've been in office for a very long time. You know the ropes. You know every evil thing that's done. And then you passing it down to your sons. You passing it down to the young men and women to carry on. What God said is treason that violates people's rights. Do you know, in my closing, let me tell you about humanism right quick. Like I said, this segment, this is just part one. I want you to know that when it comes down to humanism, it's an outlook or a system, thoughts attaching prime importance to humans rather than divine and spiritual and supernatural matters. Humanism believes stresses the potential value and goodness of a human being, emphasizes common human needs, and seeks solely rational ways of solving human problems. Let me tell you something. When you do that, they are saying we make clones after our kind. We're going to do what we feel like we think is right, and never mind what God said. Okay, that's the way you want it? Well, that's the way it be. But I want you to know it's not over. It is not over, my friend. And the one thing about it, when we pass this life, there's no repentance beyond the grave. There's no praises beyond the grave. There's no forgiveness beyond the grave. God is having mercy now. God is give you life and let you wake up each and every day. And sometimes we don't even deserve to wake up the next day because of the things that we do throughout the day that's not pertaining to what is right and pleasing in the eyes of God. And then we look around and we say, why is our world in the shape it's in? It's because we allow it to happen. We allow it. We refuse to obey the statutes of God, to do it God's way. And there's no wrong in doing right. There's no wrong in being good. There's no wrong in being a good steward of your house, being a good steward on the job, or being a good example for your children and the generation to come. Thank you for listening. We hope that you got something out of the Word of God. And there's more. Like I said, this is part one, and we ask you to tune in for part two. Then we're going to really get into the depths of it because, you know, people don't like the truth. You know, when I received it, I didn't like it either. But when I realized that, you know, that one day nobody's not going to be able to stand with me. I can't accuse nobody. God's going to look at me. He's going to look directly at me, and I have to give account. to what I said and my responsibilities and why I did not act upon his word. So may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm sincerely praying for you. And I pray that you come into the knowledge of the truth. If God brought me in the truth, he'll bring you in the truth. You just tune in to Push My Story. Like I said, we all dealing with somebody or something. But God let us know, fret not thyself because of evildoer, for they will soon be cut off. That's Psalms 37.